Yeah, that's a great point there. You know, this is a bonding session, as they call it, and so their one piece of work that we needed them for sure to get done was to pass the bonding bill. So with that not happening, you know, when we started out our presentations to legislators, we were looking at like a $74, $76 million estimate on our wastewater plant with inflationary costs. We're probably assuming that's well over $80 million now with costs, so we initially asked for $14.5 million in additional bond revenue for helping buy down those costs to our wastewater users and residents. We've moved that up to $20 million in our ask, and we're coming out evidently with a goose egg. So this means a higher share of those costs will be borne by ratepayers than we have from the state. You know, backing up for folk, if you'll recall, we pleaded with the state not to enact the regulations that they were looking at and said they'd be incredibly costly to communities like Austin and our residences and business development and that. And they did a study here in Austin, and they came forward and said it would be $77 million, and the PCA commissioner said, well, it says that it could be, it's not that it will be, and fast forward to today, and we're looking at that probably $86 million of costs that ratepayers will be looking at. So carrying a heavier load when the legislature can't find a way to pass a bonding bill, unfortunately.